Welcome to another edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis. Keep listening, everybody, to hear how the Basic Gospel intersects with your daily life and how the Word of God can help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or a troublesome issue you'd like to talk about, call now. The lines are wide open. We await your call at 1-800-677-9377. Again, that's 1-800-677-9377. It's Basic Gospel. Hear it, believe it, live it. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about pain and suffering and all of those things that we go through. Just a wonderful topic, isn't it? But the reason we're talking about that is because there's an answer in the Word of God. I love what Paul writes in Philippians chapter 4, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Whether you're rejoicing in the Lord, that's when you know that your heart has been fully healed in Christ, that you have come to know that you have everything in Him. But then just a couple of verses later, he says this, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. It is so easy for us as human beings to get anxious. We've all experienced that to some degree or another. Some have lived in a state of anxiety. They experience panic attacks and all sorts of things. But it started out as just being anxious. And we're all there. We all project somewhere out in the future. And whenever we do, it's always a negative picture. We never look at the future with, positive eyes, and think great things are going to happen. We're always looking at the worst case scenarios. And with those thoughts come those anxious feelings. Well, how do we overcome those? And the Word of God is very clear. It's by truth. You will know the truth. The truth will set you free. Free from what? Anxiety. And when we step out in faith and offer ourselves to God, it says we can experience the peace of God that transcends all understanding. And we can have something that will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Truth is the solution. If you're going through emotional trouble, you're experiencing emotional pain, the Word of God has a very clear answer for you. It is the truth of God's love and grace. Let it enter into your heart and into your mind. You'll see those anxious feelings starting to dissipate over time. So if that's where you are, if you have some other issue that you would like to talk about on today's program, let's connect, 1-800-677-9377.
And those lines are available right now and are wide open at 1-800-677-9377. Again, this is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis, and thank you for joining us, everybody. Guys, had a very nice email this morning from Maria, who lives in Bridgeport, Connecticut. She says, I've not been a member of a church for 2 years just because of what is being preached, but I'm thankful to God that He directed me to your broadcast a year ago, and believe me, I thought I knew the grace of God. But listening to Basic Gospel, it's changed my life so much that all I have to say is praise God. I've shared your broadcast with lots of people, and my prayer is that they will listen so that they too can be transformed by hearing the simple truth of God. Now to Maria's question. Some people who serve God believe you can lose your salvation. Are those people saved? If they're not, then that means there are just a few who are saved. It hurts my heart that people cannot see the finished work of Christ and that so many people I know as brothers and sisters in Christ share in that belief.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for those encouraging words. And we are so grateful that this ministry was there for you, that you were able to learn more of the grace of God and be benefited in your life. So thank you for that, and thank you for spreading the word about this particular program. As far as loss of salvation or those who believe that they can lose salvation, that doesn't mean that they're saved or lost if you hold a certain belief. It just simply means that you may not have thought through what salvation really is and come to the conclusions that the Bible would lead you to. I know when I first came to Christ as a child, seventh grade, I had an idea. I knew that I needed Jesus, but I really didn't know what I needed Him for. And so my understanding of the gospel message wasn't mature, wasn't complete, wasn't fully, you know, expanded. It took time for me to come to grips with what Christ had actually done in my life. And when that happened, I really embraced the truth that this salvation is forever, that Jesus saved me completely. So, yes, there are people who believe, who have fully trusted Christ for salvation, but who still think that they can lose their salvation. That belief, God isn't finished with them. I think that God is going to continue to teach and bring them to the point of seeing that our salvation fully rests on the record of Jesus Christ. So often we bring our record into the equation, and we start looking at what we've done, and then we start wondering, oh no, you know, what's God going to do to me, and you know, am I going to lose, and blah, 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 all of those sort of things. But when we keep shifting back to the record of Jesus Christ and his achievement for us through his death, burial, and resurrection, then that assurance of salvation comes back to us. So that's what we have to trust in, that God isn't finished with any one of us. His Spirit is there to continue to teach us and to show us exactly what Christ has accomplished so that we can come to that point and fully rest in him.
Absolutely. But again, this is Basic Gospel with plenty of open lines. 1-800-677-9377, toll-free across the country and in Canada. 1-800-677-9377. And friends, we have no other purpose for being here every day live on the air than to address your questions. So give us a call. Want to hear from you if you've got something you'd like to discuss. Guys, we had a call that dropped just a few moments ago on the issue of anxiety. I know lots of us go through those anxious moments, and this is what we've been talking about as far as the hurt and the healer, and many events and circumstances of everyday life get in the way, and we just build up with anxiety and worry and so forth. How do we approach that?
Well, that's a great question, and as I said, all of us experience anxious moments in life. There's no one that escapes that, and I think where we need to start is defining anxiety. It's a feeling or emotion that is associated or that comes from thoughts of the future. It's future-oriented. So if things aren't going so well right now in our lives, for example, the economy is going through a rough time, and we all experience ill effects from that. And if we are, we start to project out in the future. What is this going to mean for me in the future? You know, will I have a job? Will I get laid off? If I get laid off, what's going to happen with my house? Will I still have a home to live in? Will I be able to buy food? You know, what's going to happen with my car payments? Can I continue to pay college tuition for my kids? And so we start asking all of these questions, and then we come up with a conclusion that, oh, no, life in the future is going to be really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, really bad, not just a little bad. It's bad right now, but it's really going to be bad out in the future. And so with this scenario going on in our minds, our feelings start to respond, and those feelings are labeled as anxiety. Those are anxious feelings. So what is the corrective for that? It is bringing our minds right back into the present. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what life is going to hold for us tomorrow. That's God's country, not our country. So we need to just bring our minds right back to the present moment. Think about what is true today.
Right.
And what's true today is that God loves me today. He loves me right now. He's being patient with me. He's being kind with me. He is persevering with me. He is believing. He is hoping. He is doing all of those things right now. Whatever is happening right now doesn't change what he accomplished for me in Christ. My sins are still forgiven. I'm still seen as righteous in his sight. I'm still being provided for, taken care of right now. And so when I look at what's happening right now, I can respond to it with an attitude of thanksgiving, and that attitude of thanksgiving is going to start calming those anxious thoughts.
Yeah. Good thoughts, and we appreciate hearing from the caller. Although the call dropped, we appreciate that call, and I hope you're listening and hope that's been a help to you. Right now, plenty of open lines to Basic Gospel at 1-800-677-9377. Want to hear from you, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. That subject matter on anxiety, how truth can set you free from that, that's a big part of this book, The Hurt and the Healer. That's why we want to put it into your hands.
Right.
And it's available for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month. This book was written by Andrew Farley and Bart Millard, who is the lead singer of Mercy Me. They have a wonderful message they want to get out. They want you to embrace, to understand, and fully apply in your life and experience the healing only God's grace can bring to our soul. So
yeah.
Take advantage of this. Make a gift to Basic Gospel, and we want to say thank you for that by sending this to you.
Yeah, and if you go online to basicgospel.net, there's no way you can miss the link. It's very prominent right on the front page there at basicgospel.net, or you can call and speak with our operator at 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours, 1-800-727-2828.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Newark, New Jersey, and talk to Moses listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Moses.
How's it going? I just have a quick question. God bless everybody that's listening. A quick comment before I make the question. I do believe you can lose your salvation, but I want to know what the poor meant when he said, you know, I don't know like the exact quote. I don't know if it's disallowed or disqualified. He doesn't want to be disqualified after preaching message.
Well, Moses, let me ask you a question back, and then we'll talk about that disqualification passage there. What would make you lose your salvation? What would you have to do to lose your salvation?
Oh, sin.
Sin.
Not repentance.
So what did Jesus do? Did he not take away your sins? Did he not die in your place, Moses?
Yep.
He died in your place, didn't he?
Yes,
well, let me ask you a question. Let me just ask you a question, Moses. Say, you know, this afternoon you're put into a situation and you choose to lie to the person that you're talking to. And mm-hmm. as soon as that lie comes out of your mouth, you die of a heart attack. What's going to happen? Are you going to be saved or lost?
Well, you got to repent.
Well, so you weren't able to repent, so
goodbye, Moses.
What would happen? Are you saying that you would be judged and go to hell for that?
Well, God is just, and, you know, most
interesting
likely
question,
isn't it? God gives you a chance to repent. I believe God will give you a chance to repent.
After you die? Where do you find that in the Bible?
No. Before you die.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Moses. Say you don't have that chance.
Well, I believe that God will give you that chance.
Well, that's your belief, but there's nowhere in the Bible that speaks about that. See, God is just, and his justice was carried out fully and completely in Jesus. As it says in Romans 3, God offered up Jesus as a propitiation for our sins so that he could be both the just and the justifier. His justice was fully met in the death of Christ. Your sins were punished fully. And as a result of that, he now justifies you, declares you to be righteous in his sight. That's the proof that your sins have been forgiven. And
right.
So if you believe your salvation...
The letter of John says you have to repent. I mean, you got to... I understand that we might fall, we might occasionally sin, but
well, Moses, what I want you to think about a little more is what does grace really mean? Because when you find out what grace really means, you know that your salvation is totally dependent upon that. There is nothing that you can bring to the table. If you're in Christ, it says you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. If you're in Christ, that means you are fully alive in Jesus. It means that you have been declared righteous. It means that you have been given a new name, a new identity, called child of God. And there's nothing that you can do to change that. Why? Because Christ has done the work. Everything that was necessary for you to be saved, Jesus did. Now that assaults our pride. That steps on our prideful toes. But that's what it's supposed to do. To knock that pride out of us so that we can fully rest in Christ's achievement on our behalf. So if you died without being able to ask or repent of that sin, you will go right into the presence of God if you are in Christ. Why? Because Jesus has already done the work. Justice has been satisfied. Now, as far as Paul not being disqualified, that was a ministry thing. That wasn't a salvation issue. He was saying, I want to run the race. God had given him a race, and that race was to testify to the grace of God. And he wanted to finish that race. He wanted to finish it strong. And he said, I don't want to do anything that will disqualify me from that work. So it wasn't a salvation issue. It was a ministry issue, carrying out the work that God had called him to do.
It specifically says about the work or salvation in the scripture. Does it say specifically, I don't want to be disqualified from the ministry or disqualified from salvation? Does it say specifically in the Bible?
Well, it doesn't say salvation. That is for sure. And the whole context of that particular passage is the context of ministry.
I have to look into that.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. That's what
1 Corinthians 9. You can read it.
Okay. I'll give you a call back when
okay.
I can.
Yeah. Because that's what he's saying. To the weak, I became weak. To win the weak, I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I might share in its blessings. And then he goes into the disqualification thing. So the context there is ministry. Well, Moses, thanks for your call. Certainly nice to hear from you. And I hope that you will take a new look, fresh look at the grace of God and all that Jesus has done for you. I think it will change your relationship with him in an incredible way. Well, let's go to the Bronx and talk with Elena, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Elena.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
Oh, I was just saying that I read through the basic gospel copy that you sent me, and I have kind of rededicated myself. I was born again Christian, but I wasn't, you know, walking. So now I'm doing it again, really dedicating myself to Christ. And I'm trying to find a church to go to, but I have a problem with, and I don't know if I'm wrong, so you could clarify this for me. I do have a problem with female preaching, because I just grew up, it was always the pastor. When I was a Catholic, it was the priest. You know, then I became a Baptist, and I got baptized, born again. And now that I'm getting back into, and I go to my sister's church, which I don't feel like I'm in a church because I'm seeing the people who are supposed to be preaching to me and showing me the right way. The choirs up there singing with tight pants, the ladies, and, you know, like you're seeing what you see in the street every day, and the choir. And I think that they should at least have everybody unified, covered down, whether they want to wear a pants underneath, but in the presence of God, and you singing, ministering to me in song, and you're dressed like the people outside there, and I have a problem with that.
Well, Elena, you know, there's some truth in what you're saying there, as far as, you know, we want to be modest in our dress and to let the inner beauty of our relationship with Christ shine through. That's what we want people to see, not us. But as far as a church group is concerned, what you're really looking for is a place where the Word of God is honored, where the person of Christ is lifted up, His grace and mercy is preached and proclaimed and offered in its fullness. That's what your heart longs for. That's what you really need. And you want to be involved with like-minded believers who share the same desires as far as Christ is concerned. What I would like to do, Elena, is to put you on hold. We know some folks there, some churches. We'd like to get your information and see if we can connect you to some of these places and see if that might be of service to you. Would that help?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, let me
God
put you
bless.
On. Well, God bless you too, and thank you so much for calling. And I'm certainly glad that series on Basic Gospel ministered to you and brought you to a point where you could see more clearly what a relationship with Christ is all about. That is such an encouragement, Elena, and thanks for sharing that.
Yes.
Okay, you hold on.
Okay.
Well, let's go to Maureen in Staten Island, New York, listening to us on WMCA.
Hi, Bob.
Welcome. Nice to hear from you.
Bob and Rich, right?
Yes.
Rich Piper, how are you? I love you guys. I love you so much. I listen to you every afternoon. I actually called up Billy when the first time you were on the air starting.
Excellent.
And you were offering that CD.
Yes, ma'am.
I called back Billy and talked to Billy and told her how you were speaking so great of her. And then, by the way, I'll have to call back because I never got the CD. But what I wanted to say to you is that being about anxious, be anxious for nothing, you know. The enemy of your peace is anxiety, you know.
That's correct.
You were talking about Paul. I believe that part that man that you were talking about too. Were you in that part? My grace is sufficient in your weakness. I am strong.
We didn't mention that particular verse, but that is a powerful verse.
Excuse me?
I said we didn't mention that verse at the top of the program. We were talking specifically about Philippians chapter 4, where Paul said, rejoice in the Lord, rejoice always. And then he goes on to say, be anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. But what that does, that act of faith, that step of faith, is what really connects us to the grace of God in a way where we can come to that conclusion that Paul drew, that God's grace is sufficient in all things and in all circumstances. What we need in life is the grace of God. We don't need other things. We don't need other remedies. We need the grace of God. That's what's sufficient to meet us at our point of need and to bring healing and peace to these hearts of ours.
Just to be still and know.
You're exactly right, Maureen. Exactly.
Oh, that's what I try to explain to my husband, because he seems to be struggling and fighting Jesus. I mean, he's just having a fight. It's like a tug and war, and I got him to get saved, but he's questioning his being saved. You know, I'm saved, but I'm not saved, and I told him he can't waver.
Well, I tell you this, Maureen, we have a CD that will answer that question for him. Let me put you on hold. We'll send that to you, along with a copy of this book by Mark Billard and Andrew Farley, The Hurt and the Healer. And thank you so much for calling today. It's certainly an encouragement to hear from you. You hold the line, Maureen, and we'll get this information to you, okay?
And thanks to everybody who participated in the broadcast today. Please keep in mind, friends, that Basic Gospel remains on the air only because of your prayers and gifts. And to express our thanks for your generous gift in any amount, we'll send you a copy of the book that Bob was just mentioning, The Hurt and the Healer, by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley. You know, we all hurt. We all need healing. If not today, then at some future point. Well, where do we find help in these particular times? Well, Bart and Andrew wrote The Hurt and the Healer to show the way, and it's yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. To make your gift and request your copy, go online to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net, or call 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours. Again, that's 1-800-727-2828. The Hurt and the Healer, yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. While you're at basicgospel.net, click subscribe in the upper menu to join our email list. You'll get late news and information about the ministry and upcoming events. That's subscribe at basicgospel.net. And while you're there also, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry staff, Bob Davis saying God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.